Chapter 13 Services
第十三章服务
Unit 13 Services
服务
Conversations
Part 1 Rex is in the bank. Is there anything I can do for you, sir?
I'd like to cash this check.
Do you have an account of our bank?
Yes, I have a joint checking account here.
Please write your account number and sign your name on the back of the check.
Is there anything else you need?
Could I see one more piece of identification?
Will my identity card do?
Yes, that would be fine.
Part 2 Bob is getting information about life insurance and is considering buying one. Bob, congratulations on the birth of your new baby. It was a girl, wasn't it?Thanks. Yes, she is a beautiful little girl. I can't tell you how exciting it is for me to be a father. However, I do have a sense of responsibility now which I never felt before. I feel I have to be planning not only for my wife's and my future, but for the future of our baby.That's the reason I came to see you today. The best way to immediately provide for the security of your family in the future is by the use of life insurance. I've been thinking about life insurance, but I really don't know too much about it.Life insurance is the best way for a young man like you to provide an immediate estate for his family in case of his death. Yes, I understand it, but I don't know what kind of insurance to buy or how much insurance I should have. Well, there are two basic kinds of insurance.Whole life and term insurance. Whole life insurance is the best investment because it develops cash value. So, even if you don't die, it will be worth money to you. Term insurance, on the other hand, is cheaper to buy.But it doesn't develop any cash value.It is only of value if you die during the term of the policy. I really don't have a lot of money now to spend on life insurance, but I do want my family to be protected in case anything should happen to me. I think I would recommend that you buy term insurance now.Perhaps you would want to convert that to a whole life policy a few years down the road. That would give you the coverage you need now at the lowest possible price. How much insurance do I need? You need enough to provide for the care of your family during the growing years of your child.How much do you think that would take? I've been thinking about that. It would require at least $200,000. It is wise to buy insurance while you are young, because the premium is much lower then. Let's see, that would cost you only $28 a month,for $200,000 of coverage. I'm convinced. Write up a policy for me. Part 3. Mr. Miller dines at a restaurant.
May I take your order, sir?
I haven't seen a menu yet. May I have one, please?
I'm sorry. I thought that the hostess who seated you had given you a menu. Here's one, sir.
There are so many different dishes listed that it is hard to decide.
The a la carte dishes are on the left. The regular dinners are on the right-hand page.
I'll have the regular dinner. I'm pretty hungry. With the regular dinner, I get appetizer, soup, and so forth. Isn't that the idea?
Yes, sir. The regular dinner includes appetizer, soup, salad, choice of dessert, tea, or coffee.
Is there any particular dish you would recommend?
The roast beef is very good tonight. We also have several good chicken dishes, if you like chicken.
Part 4. Clara is at the post office. Good morning. What can I do for you?
Yes, I'd like to send a telegram to someone in Los Angeles, California.
May I have the name and address?
Her name is Kate Bill. She lives at 381 Pine Street, Los Angeles.
Can you spell the name, please?
The last name's Bill. B-I-L-L. Her first name's Kate. K-A-T-E.
Thank you. What is the message?
Could you first tell me the rate?
$2.38 for the first 7 words and 34 cents for each additional word.
I see. And how much is it to send a letter telegram?
It's $3.74 for the first 22 words and 17 cents for each additional word.
I'll send a letter telegram then. The message is, congratulations on your wedding day. Thinking of you, hope to see you soon, Clara.
All right, now let me read it back. Congratulations on your wedding day. Thinking of you, hope to see you soon, Clara.
That's correct. My name is Clara Rice, and my phone number is 862-9732.
Thank you. This will arrive tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Passage. Airport. Nowadays, almost every city has an airport, even two in the case of some big cities. Like a railway station, an airport is a very busy place. At almost any hour of the day or night, it is thronged with people. Many of them are passengers who are either waiting for a flight out or who have just landed. Today, a great number of people travel from one country to another by plane, just as routinely as other people move from one town to another within the same country by train or bus. The big building in which passengers wait for their plane is called the terminal. When a passenger arrives at the terminal, he goes to the airline which has arranged his trip. There, he shows his ticket as proof that he has a seat in the plane. He also gives up his heavy luggage to be tagged and sent to the hold of the aircraft. The passenger is allowed to carry only light articles with him. If his ticket is in order and his luggage is not overweight, he is given a card called a boarding pass, which allows his admission into the plane. However, he cannot proceed to the aircraft until he hears an announcement over the loudspeakers that his plane is about to take off. When the announcement is made, the departing passengers go through a special gate, which controls the entrance and exit of people. At these gates, they have to show their passports to the officers in charge. They are also checked to see that they are not carrying any firearms or other dangerous weapons. Then, they are allowed to go to the waiting aircraft. The passengers may use a bus to get to the airport if the distance from the terminal is considerable. Before entering the plane, a passenger has to give up his boarding pass to a steward or stewardess who welcomes him aboard. When he is in the plane, the passenger takes his seat and waits for the takeoff. Aircrafts land and take off on a runway made of concrete. The runway of a modern airport is about 3 kilometers in length, as large jet planes take this distance to get airborne, or to come to a standstill after landing. Only one plane can land on or take off from a runway at a time. The landing and taking off of aircrafts are strictly controlled by specially trained officers who sit in the control tower of the airport. These air traffic controllers, as they are called, communicate with the pilots of the planes by radio. A mistake made by a controller in the tower may lead to a serious accident in which a large number of people may be injured or killed. At night, the runway is lit by hundreds of lights, so that the pilot of an aircraft can see it clearly. Most modern planes are fitted with radar devices, which enable them to land even in bad weather when the runway cannot be clearly seen. Words and expressions.
Account.
Joint checking account.
Identity card.
Insurance.
Life insurance.
Estate.
Whole life insurance.
Term insurance.
Policy.
Premium.
A la carte.
Appetizer.
Throng.
Land.
Luggage.
Tag.
Hold.
Proceed.
Announcement.
Take off.
Exit.
Firearms.
Considerable.
Stewardess.
Concrete.
Standstill.
Control tower.
Radar. Exercises. Section 1. Listening comprehension. Listen to the record. Answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D from the 4 possible choices. A.
1. Is there anything I can do for you, sir?
I'd like to cash this check.
2. Could I see one more piece of identification?
Will my identity card do?
That would be fine. 3. I don't know what kind of insurance to buy or how much insurance I should have.
There are two basic kinds of insurance, whole life and term insurance. Term insurance is cheaper, but it doesn't develop any cash value. 4. It's wise to buy insurance while you are young because the rates are much lower. Let's see, that would cost you only $28 a month for $200,000 of coverage.
I'm convinced. Write up a policy for me. 5. May I take your order, sir?
I haven't seen a menu yet. May I have one, please?
6. That's correct. My name is Clara Rice, and my phone number is 862-9732.
Thank you. This will arrive tomorrow morning. B. I'd like to mail this package to Hong Kong. How much will it be, please?
Do you want to send it first class or parcel post?
How much is first class and how long does it take?
It's a light package.
She weighs the package.
First class would cost $8. I guess it will take about 8 to 10 days to arrive.
And parcel post?
Sending it parcel post would be cheaper, but it wouldn't arrive for about a month. The rate for parcel post is $4.90.
Oh, I want it to arrive earlier than that. I'll mail it first class. Also, I'd like to insure it for $30.
What's in the package? I need to know in order to complete the form.
A pair of glass earrings. I packed them well, so I'm sure they won't break. But I want to insure them just in case. Are there any other forms I need to fill out? Because it's going to a foreign country.
Yes, one more. It's a customs declaration on which you declare what item or items are in the package, or their value.
He fills out the form. Here it is.
Incidentally, you forgot to put a return address on this package. But we strongly recommend that all mails have a legible return address.
Okay, I'll do it right now. I'll also buy 10 60-cent stamps.
Let's see. The package, the insurance, and the stamps. Your total bill is $18.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
C. Not every service or product meets your satisfaction. When you are dissatisfied, you should voice your dissatisfaction. One reason for doing so is to help the vendor know there is a problem. The problem may have been created at a lower level in the vendor's company, and the vendor himself may know nothing about it at all. You render him a service when you bring weaknesses or failures to his attention. A second reason for writing a letter of complaint to a vendor is to seek redress. You may not wish to pursue the matter so far as to take legal action, But you may wish to give the vendor the opportunity of making good. Most vendors value your business and their reputation sufficiently to replace defective goods, resupply work that did not meet specifications, or refund the money when necessary. No vendor likes to do so, but your carefully worded letter of complaint may motivate him to do so. When you write a letter of complaint, you better keep these tips in mind. Firstly, be courteous, though firm. You will not win a vendor's cooperation by anger. Secondly, be reasonable. Show logically and factually that the responsibility lies with the vendor or his claims. The vendor should be impressed with your fairness and quiet grasp of the facts in the matter. Thirdly, be specific about what is wrong. Be equally specific about what you want to do about it. Lastly, tell how you have been hurt or inconvenienced by the problem. This strengthens your argument for redress.
Supplementary reading. Mailstorm. The fastest growing pastime in the world is probably the sending of email. Last year, nearly 4 trillion emails were sent in the United States, where it all began. Since only 15% of Americans use email, against 2% in 1992, you don't have to be Einstein to realize that by the time 50% are online, there may be a bit of a problem about overload. There already is. The Wall Street Journal reckons that a typical worker in a European company has to deal with 150 emails a day. If that figure is true, and allowing an average of 2 minutes for reading, junking, or replying to each one, then it would take 5 hours out of the day. One former Microsoft executive in Europe, according to the WSJ, returned from a business trip to find 2,000 emails lying in wait. Her solution was to enlist the help of a coworker to drag everything into the waste bin. Though as a career move, she left anything containing the words Bill Gates. Others aren't so lucky. Email anecdotes abound about how senders press the wrong key and unwittingly send what was intended as private criticism of their boss to dozens of people, including the executive concerned. The only answer, according to a recent book, is to put nothing on email that could not be read by your mother or your boss. Worse still is the exploding growth of junk mail. Unsolicited emails from companies advertising their wares, who believe that the whole world hangs on their thoughts. Companies are countering with special software that sniffs out junk mail before it reaches you. The trouble is, the remedy may be worse than the disease.
A California judge has ordered Microsoft to post a warning on its main website after a customer found that its anti-junk mail program prevented electronic Christmas cards from getting through.
The problems are unlikely to ease as the Internet becomes more popular. Soon, it may be time to reinvent the envelope.